There are disappearances in the deserts of New Mexico, too, but not thefts. An average of 9 visitors a year get lost at White Sands National Monument. It's easy to see why. One sand dune kind of looks like all the others. It's the ranger's job to track down wayward travelers. Here's the tale of one lost traveler who was never found.
My name is Kathy Denton, and I'm one of the park rangers here at White Sands National Monument. The White Sands is a very beautiful area, but all desert areas or remote areas can be dangerous if you're not prepared. People do get lost, and you can perish out here in the White Sands. We have a ghost, the Great Lady of the White Sands. That's the legend of Pablo Blanca. And there's some history behind the legend. 1540, there was a Spanish conquistador, Hernando de Luna, who left his betrothed, Manuela, to wait for him while he was serving explorer Francisco Coronado. Coronado was looking for lost cities of gold, and he was searching all through the areas that we now consider Arizona, New Mexico, looking for these famous cities. The legend says that the houses were studded with gold and the streets were afire with jewels. Well, this young man was with him when they were coming through or nearby the White Sands. This area has been populated by the Mescalero Apaches for a number of years, and on the edge of the Great White Sands, the Apaches ambushed Coronado and his soldiers. They battled for their life. One of those who perished was Hernando de Luna. When his betrothed found out that he did not make it back, she set off to find out where her betrothed was. She went what is said to be north of El Paso, Texas, which would be close to the White Sands. She was never seen again. The legend now goes that the ghost of this beautiful Spanish maiden can be seen when the dunes start to move and the sands start to shift. And it's said that she haunts the dunes in her wedding dress, still looking for her betrothed.
That story was produced by NPR's Amy Walters. Tomorrow in our series on national parks, finding fossils at the Dinosaur National Monument in Utah.